Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Well, it has been quite a day and in many ways quite a week, because we don't normally get this level of robust topics in, you know, September 22nd. I mean, let's be real, John. Normally on September 22nd, we are just discussing the Eagles. I mean, we just
Sure.
You know, I mean, it's just the way it is, particularly if it was an Eagles-Cowboys week. But, you know, this week has also involved a Phillies team that is still in it, even though most don't believe in them. But they are still in it. I mean, let's be real.
An unbelievable finish to a game last night.
I mean, and one that, you know, saved their season in that if they had lost it, I mean, come on, let's get real. But they still have a shot, and that hit helped a lot. So 11 games to go for the Phils, 13 for the Braves. The Phillies are three games back of Atlanta. They do play early next week. There is, of course, the unbelievable Ben Simmons situation, which we continue to discuss. And then, of course, as I mentioned, there is the Eagles and the Cowboys and the game Monday and reaction to the game that happened last Sunday. So for more on all of it, we turn as we do every single Wednesday at this time, to our guy, our buddy, Mr. Ray Dittinger, who is brought to us by PGW. Choose a parts and labor plan that covers all of your natural gas appliances or just one, and get PGW's expert technicians on call for a one-time low cost. Choose your plan at PGWPLP.com. The Diddy, Mr. Ray Dittinger. Ray Diddy, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, Joe. How are you doing?
Boy, Ray, normally I just want to start Eagles, but I got to tell you, this Ben Simmons thing, holy hell. Ray. The nerve of this guy. Have you ever seen anything like it, Ray?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to really think about that.
He's not that good.
No, he's not. Absolutely not.
I mean, that's part of what defines it.
That's a big part of the problem.
It is a big part of the problem. It's also part, I think, of what defines it as a unique situation. I mean, at least when the Flyers and Lindros had their standoff, Lindros was a legitimate top five player in the league. I mean, legitimate. Now, thereafter, he wasn't as good. The concussions, I think, affected his career.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't quite know that that was going to happen.
Right.
I mean, he was a true NHL superstar.
Yes, he was.
This is...
Oh, he was 10 times the player Ben Simmons.
Exactly. I mean, this is... Anyway, Ray, I heard you last week, and I agree with your approach to basically just... I mean, I pretty much echoed your sentiments today. Not trade him unless you like the value of the trade. And if he wants to sit out, then you just... He sits out, and you don't pay him.
Yeah, that's what I do. You know, I understand that Daryl Morey's in a tough spot here. He doesn't want to give him away for nothing. But you know, I'm fine with just sitting back and letting him dangle.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's you know, Ben Simmons is in so many ways represents everything that's wrong with sports now.
I agree.
I mean, just about, you look at the whole sports world, and not just basketball, but across the board. You know, all the things that are disaffecting people, all the things that are driving people away from sports, all the things that you have, you talk to people, and I talk to them all the time, people of my age, you know, that used to be big sportsmen, you know, I don't watch it anymore. I just don't like it anymore. I can't tell you what it is. I can't tell you why exactly, but I'm just not into it as much as I used to be. You know, that's Ben Simmons. Guess what? You know, put him on the wanted poster and nail it to a phone pole. I mean, because he's right at the heart of that whole thing. Guys like him are the reason that people are just saying, you know what, I'm not into sports that much anymore. If the players don't care that much, why should I?
Ray, it's so well said. And, you know, we found out, John and I found out today during the show, and this just goes to show how it leads to some of the issues. the Players Association has it written in the CBA that he gets to be a free agent even if he doesn't play this year.
Mm-hmm.
When I say free agent, meaning on the same timetable to become a free agent right. down the road.
Right.
Same timetable even if he didn't show up this year.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about a system that empowers the players to an absurd extent. I mean, how can a guy become a free agent on the same timetable if he refuses to play for you when he's under contract?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And the you know, the sad thing about it, and it's already begun. I mean, you already, if you are plugged into the national conversation at all and you're following the national media and what people are writing and talking about across the country, the drumbeat has already started that, you know, this is Philadelphia, you know.
Yep.
And Philadelphia, look at it. You know, boy, they just ran another superstar out of town, you know. Well, two things are wrong with that statement. Number one, Ben Simmons is by nobody's definition a superstar, except his own.
Right.
Okay, that's
yeah.
number one. But the other part is that Ben Simmons ran Ben Simmons out of town.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
I mean, it's as simple as that. Now, he doesn't see it that way, and he will never see it that way, I don't think. I mean, he has just lived in this alternate universe apart from the rest of us for so long that all he sees is the reflection in his mirror. You know, he just doesn't see the bigger picture. He doesn't see what the fans see. He doesn't see what normal people see. He just sees how it affects him. And to him, that is what it's about. They didn't appreciate me. They didn't support me. They turned on me. Well, I went out of there. Well, you know, hey, pal, you did that to yourself.
I so agree. All right, let's get to the calls. We're going to get to all the Eagles conversation with Ray as well. Let's talk to Evan right now. Evan, you're on WIP. Evan.
Got to take your speaker. Thanks, Jay. Wasn't ready. Sorry, bud.
No problem, pal.
Ray, honor to speak to you, Ray. Used to work at Barnes & Noble in Montgomery, where we met a few times.
Oh, okay. Nice store. I like going back there.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a while, but miss meeting you and the guys when you come in for book signings. They just don't advertise them. Anyway, John, you, Ray, Baldy, mad props. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Go Birds broadcast. Excellent, guys. Joe. Nice to talk to you, man.
Oh, well, Evan, I appreciate that.
I got to say, Joe, I'm kind of with you on this Ben Simmons thing. Can I give you an outsider's perspective?
Sure.
Not a basketball fan at all. Haven't been for years. Love all the Phillies, other Philly sports teams, but wouldn't have hurt me at all a few years ago if that strike had just killed the league. I wouldn't have shed a tear, wouldn't have had a second thought. Anyway, given that the Sixers have been the longest-running comedy show in Philadelphia for the last 25, 30 years, and it's just amazing to me. I saw this guy right away. His attitude it flows off of him,
yeah,
and I
yeah.
can't believe – and I'm not even anywhere near him, and I don't follow basketball. I just can't believe that people closest to him in that organization – didn't pick up on this before, and that's all I'm going to say. I mean, it's just a big joke.
Evan, I think they did pick up on it. I think they were trying to do their best given his limitations of character fortitude.
I get you, but it was obvious he was never going to do what they needed him to do in order for him to be. If you could only put Allen Iverson's attitude into Ben Simmons' body,
I know.
What would you have?
You'd have.
But and I was never a big Iverson fan either. I thought he squandered his talent by not practicing the way he should have. But,
yeah, but he went a lot further than Ben ever did.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, come on, look what attitude and toughness can do for you.
I agree.
And that's what we love in this city anyway. So I think the Sixers should just – I don't even – if an organizational decision, it's time to really – you got to stop playing with this guy. It's time to cut bait and move on, no matter what you can get. I mean, that's what I would do as a business
person.
Well,
I do everything except your last sentence, no matter what you get. Because, I mean, I can't just give him away. I can't trade him for a second-round draft pick.
Yeah, but, you know, Joe, it's really not – I know how – I understand how much you do this because I feel this way with certain other athletes as well. But it's not – it's we can't punish them. We can't.
Yeah, you got to remember one of the issues with the NBA. I can't move off this. I haven't said it yet today, but I got to say it now because it comes up. There's an issue in the NBA with the salary cap. When you're over the salary cap, you can't just. It's not like Ben Simmons' money. If they trade him for a second round pick, it's not like they can then go sign someone else to a $150 million contract. It doesn't work that way. So part of why you have to get something for him is because you have to replace within the salary structure. You have to bring in a player Ward, the draft pick kind of – it gets complicated. I'm not saying I'm an expert on every angle of the NBA salary cap, but what I'm telling you is this. It's not as simple as just let him go and then sign someone else. It doesn't work that way.
And that, Joe, but can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you believe that the salary cap has just doomed the NBA?
That's a different issue. The NBA salary cap has hurt the NBA. Yeah.
It is, but this is my point, and with not only why I got away from the NBA, but I'm starting to get really disenfranchised with other sports as well, okay? Listen, money rules these things, right? And if the leagues don't recognize that they're watering down the talent by expanding and having all these teams, if they are unwilling to let survival of the fittest in their leagues take place.
There's a lot of
all
issues.
All these leagues are eventually doomed.
Evan, there's a lot of issues. Give me a great character from the 80s in a movie.
Al Cherbick, Caddyshack.
All right, buddy. Good stuff, Evan. Really interesting phone call right there. That gets a chuckle from Ray. 215-592-9494. All right, up ahead with Ray, the Eagles game. What went down last Sunday? We'll start looking ahead to Monday night as well. And I want to hear from Ray on the Sirianni versus Hurts versus other people, culpability with only 11 points went down in that game. Where does the fault lie for the fact that the Eagles had a winnable game and the offense did not score enough points in the end to win the game? Whose fault is it? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, that up ahead with Ray on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.